you ever wondered why the clothes you bought were so cheap? Welcome everyone to the AK Entrepreneur Podcast. I am Ahmed.
Hello guys, it's Daoud.
Hey, it's Hamdi.
I'm Hidaya.
Today we will be talking about water pollution in textile manufacturing. First of all, have you guys ever ordered off a website where the price were cheap?
Yes, all the time. I see those ads for jeans and t-shirts. I think it's a deal, but the quality is so low. You can only wear it a few times before it falls apart. I always wondered how they even make a profit at those prices.
Oh yeah, and it always looks so much better online than in person.
That's a fast fashion trap. We think we're saving money. There's a huge cost. The fashion industry is responsible for a lot of water pollution. According to the World Bank, it causes 20% of global industrial water pollution. That cheap shirt is actually costing the planet a lot.
Exactly. National Geography reported that in places like Chittagong River in Indonesia or the Dhaka region in Bangladesh, the water changes color. One day it's red, the next day it's blue. The dyes and heavy metals being released without treatment.
Wait, when I wash my cheap jeans and the water turns blue, that's the same thing?
Yeah, the dye that comes out of your wash is similar. Factories release way more of it. They don't clean the water before dumping it.
The really sad part is that people who live near those rivers don't always have clean water. They end up using that water for drinking, cooking, and washing, which can make them very sick.
Wow, imagine not having clean water. That's your only opinion. That is not right.
The chemicals in the water don't just affect people. Fish and other animals living in the water can die. The pollution takes away oxygen and fills the water with toxic substances.
That's actually crazy to think about. When I am buying clothes, I'm not thinking about rivers or animals or people getting sick.
Me neither. I just see a price and think I'm getting a really good deal. I don't think about where it came from.
It's not really a good deal if it causes harm to the environment and to people.
Think about your water at home suddenly turning blue or red when you turn on the tap. Would you still feel safe drinking it?
No, I would honestly be scared. Probably stop using it right away.
Same. I wouldn't know what chemicals are inside.
In many places, people don't have another option. They are forced to keep using the water every day.
That's why this issue is so serious. It's not about fashion or trends. It's about health and basic needs like clean water.
So what kind of chemicals are actually in that water? What makes it so dangerous?
There are things like dyes, bleach, and sometimes heavy metals like lead or mercury that could damage your body, even cause health problems.
That sounds real dangerous, especially if people are using that water every day.
It is dangerous. The main reason it happens is because factories are trying to produce clothes as quickly and cheaply as possible. They don't spend money to clean the waste.
I feel like we never really see this side of things when we're shopping online or in stores.
Yeah, we only see the product like a cute shirt or trendy outfit at a really low price.
That's how fast fashion works. It focuses on making things look appealing and affordable while hiding the damage.
And because the price are low, people end up buying more clothes than they actually need.
I'm not gonna lie, I've definitely done that before, especially when there's a sale.
Same, I have clothes in my closet that I barely wear or even forgot about.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, when those clothes get thrown away, they often end up in landfills, which creates even more pollution.
It's a cycle where clothes are made quickly, pollution increases, and people buy more, then throw them away, repeating the process again.
When you explain it like that, it actually sounds really bad.
So what can we actually do to help fix or reduce this problem?
We don't have to stop buying clothes, but we can start making better choices when we shop.
For example, we can try to buy items and focus on quality instead of quantity.
Yeah, like buying clothes that last longer so we don't have to replace them all the time.
We could also rewear outfits often instead of feeling like we need something new every
day. Another good idea is donating clothes we don't use anymore so someone else can wear them instead of throwing them away.
We can support brands that are more responsible and try to reduce pollution in their production.
Even if those clothes cost a little more, they might actually be better in the long run.
Just talking about this topic can make a difference, like what we're doing now on this podcast.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't even know that the fashion industry is connected to water pollution.
The more people learn about it, the more likely they are to change their habits.
Imagine if everyone started buying a little less fast fashion.
That could actually reduce a lot of pollution over time.
Small actions from people can add up and create big changes for the environment.
So what can we do to help?
Maybe we can start by buying clothing and using what we already have for a longer time.
Choosing better quality clothes that won't fall apart after a few washes.
We can also spread awareness by telling our friends and family about the issue.
Yeah, even a small change in our habits can make a difference over time.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be something major. Even thinking before spending helps.
Yeah, to be honest, most people just buy stuff for the heck of it.
Exactly, and that's what businesses love. They like when people buy more and more.
You're right. It's like the whole point is for people to get addicted and always buy things.
Wait, but like who even started this trend? Has it always been a thing or is this new?
I think it's new because of the newer technology and online shopping. Now it's way easier to...
Yeah, social media too. It influences people to buy new trending clothes.
That's true. You see people wearing new stuff every time, which makes it look normal.
For real. If you wear something twice in a row, people will point it out.
You're not lying though. People pay attention to that type of stuff.
Yeah, and people ain't trying to be the odd one. They'll overconsume and buy more clothes than they need.
And that just adds so much fast fashion.
I'm low-key a little confused though. So buying clothes connects to water pollution?
Factories use the water to dye and make clothes, then it gets polluted.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, when people buy many clothes, factories also make a lot of clothes and pollution rises.
Exactly. That's how it all connects.
Dang, that's crazy. I don't really think of all that when I shop. I see a low price and I just buy it.
Yeah, me too. I don't think anyone really...
Yeah, people don't talk about it a lot.
This is why it's good to bring stuff like this up.
Why do I feel like I'm going to take forever to shop now?
I feel you, but at least it ain't bad.
Yeah, it's just thinking good for the environment.
Yeah, just confirm before buying stuff.
Wait, so if something is cheap, does that mean it's automatically bad?
No, it depends on the quality and where it's made.
Yeah, you don't have to completely stop shopping.
Just stay on the lookout and pay more attention.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, there's no way I'm just gonna stop shopping.
No one's doing all that.
Yeah, there's no way I'm gonna stop shopping.
No one's doing all that.
As long as you're not overbuying and wasting.
I do overbuy when stuff is on sale, I can't lie.
For real, once I see the buy one, get one free.
That's you falling for the trap.
Which all falls apart in fast fashion, just to get you to buy more.
They're low-key smart for that, but weird too.
I'm saying it works, but like, at what cost?
So that covers everything we wanted to talk about today.
I feel like I didn't realize how big our problems was before now.
Yeah, for real, it makes you think twice before shopping.
Definitely, even small changes help a lot if more people know.
Thanks for listening to the Eco and Opinion podcast.
Bye guys.